She was born to a notch girl from the dingy alleys of Old Delhi, raised in a tiny hamlet in Haryana, abused as a kid, orphaned before she was 10, and bought to be a concubine before entering her teens. And yet, she beat every odd providence through her way and went on to become a queen who would rule one of the wealthiest territories in the Mughal realm for over 5 decades. This is the story of Begum Samru, the biggest success story that history almost forgot. You are listening to India Uncharted, History You Missed in Class, written by Amit Shandilya and narrated by Vijayan Menon. 50 miles north of Delhi, nestled between Ganga and Yamuna, is the village of Kutana in what's today the Rohtak district of Haryana. About 2.5 centuries ago, this was an unassuming Muslim kasba, one of many in the region. Here lived a man named Asad Khan. Surviving records give little information on him except that he came from a noble Sayyid descent. One day, he died. What he left behind included a son, a concubine, and her 7-year-old daughter. The family had seen better days, but those days were long gone. Now it was battling squalor. For the concubine and her girl, it was made worse by the abusive treatment from her stepson. Fed up with this life and eager to raise her girl better, she left home. Her destination was Shah Jahanabad, the once glitzy, now crumbling enclave of Delhi that still continues to attract hopefuls from the entire subcontinent. It was much like the Mumbai of its time. The woman in question had another reason to pick this destination. Shah Jahanabad was home. There, she worked as a tawaif. Her job was to sing, dance, and keep her patrons entertained in exchange for money and a semblance of dignity. One of those patrons was an Asad Khan from Kutana. That's how she got plucked from Shah Jahanabad and was brought to the kasba in the Doab as a concubine. Now that she was out of Kutana, Shah Jahanabad was the
sample complete. Ready to continue?